to the WAN 101 podcast. On this show, we break down high-performing strategies, influential interviews, and try to develop discipline, mindset, and character traits. Please welcome your mostly Latino, somewhat literate host, Juan Guadarrama.
You ready, Rob? I know you got to go, Rob, so.
I had to go a long time ago.
Boy, you got to be able to be in, maybe on this side.
Oh, those are the Kobe Bryant jerseys. That's hot. That's dope.
I thought it was way bigger. Fuck that.
You should get the jerseys.
I think you guys should go there
because
you guys are tall.
You should get the jerseys, man. For the sort of jerseys, and we put our name and number on the back.
Baseball jersey or basketball?
Both.
Can you get up closer?
There's a lot of water bottles.
What is that?
We got to move this closer.
Well, I know you wanted to talk about your predictions.
Super Bowl predictions?
You don't want to be on camera.
Here, back up.
It don't matter to me. I don't give a fuck. There you go. Can you hit me?
You can.
No, it's actually.
What?
It's all right. We get audio over here as well.
Yo, did you see? So I was telling Cole, but Disney fucking blew it. We should have hit up Zach. We would have made $1 million.
To the idea.
Why?
Baby Yoda versus Yoda in the fucking Super Bowl. Star Wars missed out on a perfect opportunity for marketing.
It's not Baby Yoda.
It is Baby Yoda. Patrick Mahomes, Baby Yoda. Tom Brady, Yoda.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you know who Baby Yoda is? What's his name?
Grogu? Grow something.
Right. Patrick Mahomes, young.
You know what we're talking about?
I do, and it's an analogy.
It is an analogy. It's not it's real life.
It's a comparison between, so.
I see what you're
saying. In the Super Bowl that's coming up today.
I'm caught up. I connected the dots.
It's going to be a hell of a game because you got the GOAT, 6-time Super Bowl champion, Tom Brady.
It's not even an argument anymore.
No, nobody's even touched it.
Were you guys a Tom Brady fan before?
No, I'm a Jets fan.
No, and I hate Tom Brady.
He's a Jets killer. No, but over the last, but you got to respect him.
Over the last couple of years, and this is my theory on sports, at this point, when you have somebody like Tom Brady that is great athlete, I want to see greatness be great. I want to see Kobe rattle off six.
Yeah. Right,
I want to see Michael get the six, the seventh. I want to see LeBron James get a fifth in L.A. And I want to see Tom Brady be the guy that did seven, seven-time Super Bowl champion. The last one. After leaving the Patriots, Bill Belichick, brand new team.
System quarterback, great head coach, all those things that people use as things knocks against him.
Right.
I mean, he's still the winningest Super Bowl quarterback. He has more Super Bowl MVPs than any other quarterback has Super Bowl appearances.
Ten. There's been 54 Super Bowls. Either way, and then Patrick Mahomes is like generational player. Patrick Mahomes got to be like 24.
24, 25.
Somewhere. Young cat.
He's 24, 25.
Dude is playing the game.
He's got a $500 million
contract.
He's
half his age almost.
He's almost half
his age.
Right.
I think he's just under half. Yeah.
Just under half his age. That's what I mean. Hold on. Let me use the Google box.
So
what's the Google
this,
box?
This guy plays the
just
game.
The regular Google?
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes is...
Hey, Rob, pull that up.
Patrick Mahomes is 25, and Tom Brady just turned 42. So he's a little younger than half. He's a little older than half his age, but even still, fuck.
Crazy.
Imagine your son kicking your ass.
Here it is right here.
Yeah.
The Patriots by 2 points. 31-29. I said Patriots. Jesus Christ. See that? He was with the Patriots in 2000. I'm sorry, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 31-29. They win the Super Bowl. They beat Mahomes.
That'd be a good game. I want to see a high-scoring game.
Is he playing? Is Mahomes playing?
Oh, yeah, it's a quarterback for the Chiefs.
I thought he had a concussion.
He got a concussion 2 weeks ago.
And that's the other thing. Yeah. They rolled that, dude. If he did, the NFL said, hey, we know the protocol, but it doesn't apply this week.
Because
this is big market
game. No, he's got to play. You're going to have Baby Yoda against Yoda.
You would play?
So that's the analogy.
If you were him, would you play?
You lost Patrick Mahomes?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Oh, all the players would play. 100%. All them players
Why?
Would play.
100%. Well, if one, if he doesn't play, they lose. Don't even show up, you're going to lose. 100% they lose.
No doubt about that.
No doubt about it. Is their backup quarterback is Chad Henne, who's a serviceable backup quarterback.
I'm going on his own selfish personal career.
Yes. Do I play? Yes, because statistically speaking, you won't make the Super Bowl again.
This is the second time.
Which is
unheard of.
Aberration, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Exactly. Which is unheard of. The only other person to fucking do it so quickly in their career, Tom Brady.
Right.
And Russell. Here's my antithesis argument, okay? And I know that you may or may not be NFL fan on Sundays, but this was my prediction. Patrick Mahomes loses the Super Bowl and never goes back to another one. Follows the exact same path as Russell Wilson. Why? Because I'm a Seahawks fan. I'm a Russell Wilson fan.
What a stud of a guy.
Stud of a guy, right? Okay, he is blazing the trail, in my opinion, for a guy like Patrick Mahomes. He's a small guy, dude. It's not like he's and he's a little unorthodox. And
why or how is he blazing the trail? Style of play?
His style of play, man.
Russell Wilson's style of play.
So the guy can scramble, play breaks down. He can bomb the football down the field for 50, 60-yard pass.
He can make every throw. He can run as fast as the fast quarterbacks. He can make throws people can't make.
Tom Brady, what would you describe his?
Tom Brady is kind of like the classic cookie-cutter quarterback who can make all the throws, who can throw – who used to throw the ball deep downfield. But he's a cerebral assassin. He's a cat who –
So this is like a different gen. This is like switching the style of how basketball is played.
It's like a Steph Curry. Yes.
Patrick Mahomes is the Steph Curry. They absolutely do compare him to Steph Curry. He's changed the game to a whole nother level.
Right. Because a lot of the black quarterback or like the atypical quarterback is that way because of what they do with their feet. They're runners. They run first. Play breaks down. He's got the speed, agility. Right. He can run, but he's outside of the pocket making some crazy.
There's a new generation of these guys, right? Like Michael Vick broke the mold, super fast, unbelievable athlete. Now you got these guys like Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, who can run as good. You know, you can argue that another time. Maybe not as good, but super, super athletic and can still make anything.
And make the pass. That's the thing. It's because most of these athletic quarterbacks could get outside, but all they can do is run.
That was the knock.
They check up one. They check one receiver. It's not there. They're done. They're running or they're getting tackled or going about.
This guy's
checking boom, boom, boom. He knows where he's at over here.
LeBron ever thrown a football? Because I saw him throw a basketball the other day.
Fucking
football.
But it's one of those famous when he's on the sideline.
Why do you not do this more often?
Yeah.
And that's a basketball.
Before the game is a famous one. He's on the sidelines, and he's just doing this right here. Fucking chucks it across the whole court. Before it even goes in,
give me my money.
Swish.
with the basketball.
Oh man.
Oh, he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. Anybody who hates him, go ahead, hate him for all your reasons.
He played football in high school, right?
I believe so. Yes, I think he was.
Okay, so he was. I think he was a receiver. So I want you to finish the analogy for Yoda and Baby Yoda. So now we know who Yoda is. Tom Brady. We know who Baby Yoda is.
Yeah, so these guys have all – I mean, Patrick Mahomes has every single tool, right? Baby Yoda has all the potential in the world. He's right here. Now he's got to go against the guy who's been there already. 20 years in the league. Was it 18 years in the league? I think it's 18 years in the league. Been to 10 Super Bowls.
So you're saying I should watch this game.
Yeah, you should absolutely. Yeah.
It should be good, man. There's no reason why.
You should absolutely watch this game. The Super Bowl is a casual fan experience, right? Oh, I get to watch fucking
commercials.
I get to chew on jalapeno poppers. I get to talk shit with people who don't know anything about football. I'm going to watch this in a dark room by myself.
What are you looking forward to eating?
Oh, man. I'm going to get this nice chicken palm here.
What you guys don't know is that Rob hit us up last night. Knowing that he's going to be a fat ass today.
Chicken Parmesan hero.
You guys want to fucking work out with me? Because if yes, say no, I'm not going to show up by myself.
Yeah. I needed help, and they got me here. No doubt about it. We call it accountability buddies.
And I'm glad we showed up because there was a few hours there where you were left on red, man. You didn't get a response for a couple of hours. And I looked at it twice, and then I saw a couple more texts. I said, all right, I better chime in here. I'll be there.
Well, I'm glad you said something because the original text I sent was riddled with typos, so you had no idea what I was talking about, which I get. Which was
I thought just enunciated. The same way you do in real life.
It was Sword of HQ, but it was like Super Bowl HQ or some shit.
Hey, you guys want to? Yeah.
No, it was bad. Well, I'm glad you're here, and you know.
I said no shoulders because at the time I was cupping my shoulders. That's why you didn't know that.
Where did you get that, Don?
No, I didn't. But I thought you'd laugh.
You have a
it's $20 on Amazon.
And you put the fire underneath and stick it to yourself.
No fire, like it's a suction Bruce gun.
Oh, Jackie Chan, I should say.
Suction gun.
Oh, that's cool, man.
I THC spray my shoulders. Then I put some other rub. And
which
then
THC spray do you use?
I don't know. The one I found in my mom's cabinet.
Well, your mother was fucking getting high.
I give her all the things. She never uses it.
Oh, that's fair. So you probably get it like somebody sent it to you and you're like, try this. I got a CBD cream for my pops to put on his feet. He never used that shit, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like
They have to buy it.
Yeah.
So you're going to eat what?
Chicken Palm Hero, which I learned after telling this to Kobe 12 times, that is not really being enunciated and not widely known. Chicken Parmesan on a long Italian roll.
On a roll, also known as a hoagie.
Hoagie, people call it hoagie. You're eating a
sandwich.
Chicken Parmesan.
Layman's terms, he's eating a chicken Parmesan.
I was like, what is this hype? You're going to fucking Subway. You need
No. See, that's the problem. No. Enzo's Pizzeria, 16311 Wayburn Avenue, UCLA Village.
Damn, boy, he knows this.
I just pulled that out of my ass. I know it's on Wayburn. I have no fucking idea what that
is. So mean, man.
Chicken Palm, pizza. Third best pizza I had in LA is at this place, Enzo's Pizzeria.
How many pizza spots you've been to?
I can count them on both hands. Joe's Pizza is pretty good in Santa Monica. Italian Express is my favorite out here. That's also by UCLA. And then Enzo's is a close third. There's one called La Monica's, which is pretty good, but it's not up there. That didn't make the cut. You ever see this guy from Barstool Sports who tastes the pizza?
No, man.
Fuck, man. That guy beat me to the best fucking job.
Hey, so let me ask you this. You're from New York.
Correct.
You fold your pizza?
Yes, I do.
You do? Yeah. It's a New York. It's an East Coast thing, right?
Yeah. That's what they say. Yeah. You saw that in Your Honor recently.
Yeah, I did, man. There's a lot of
things. What's up with the Chicago pizza? That's a thing too, right?
I mean, it's a thing, right? It's not even a fucking pizza. It's a giant pasta dish. Deep dish pizza is not pizza.
That's trash. I won't eat it. I like thin crust.
I like thin crust. I like New York style. Give me that, cool. It's probably delicious. Nice sauce, nice cheese, nice meat.
And Lucas buy pizza. Yeah. Here we got pizza.
Again?
What?
What are you going to do?
I think it's janky-ass pizza. They're like Pizza Hut. No, this is the pizza that we like.
Nah. See, that's crazy. Like, don't get me wrong. There's a time and place for Domino's. There's a time and place for Pizza Hut. But that's crazy. Now, you got to get some real pizza. Go get you some Enzo's Pizza. 16311 Wayburn Avenue. And you
have you had Enzo's?
I'm glad you put the disclaimer, dude, because I'm gonna get lost on the way. Yeah. Oh man, I'm on Wayburn.
It's on Wayburn for sure. I just don't know the numbers.
Hey, you got a hero?
Yeah.
And you know what they're gonna say to me this year? What the fuck is a hero?
I think they call a hero on there too, though. Chicken palm. They might say sandwich. It's some idiots too.
No, that's good, man. How long have you been playing this?
I've been planning this fucking, wow, today's what, the 7th? Super's on the 7th? 2-7? I legitimately been planning this since 127, 128, 129, 130, something like that. So over a week for sure.
That's cool. That's cool.
the shit gets deeper. Here comes a Grim Reaper. We were going to do air fried wings, okay?
Need to have a sticker or a shirt.
Air fried buffalo wings, okay? And then, of course, you got the pizza, right? Like, we're not raising a barn. We're going to get a fucking pizza, Chicken Palm Hero, a couple wings.
And you heard him say earlier that he's going to be watching in a dark room by himself. Oh, he's
fucking talking about
food. Can't wait, baby.
About food. I go, Lucas, who the fuck do you think kill this animal so you can eat it? He's like, I don't know, hunters? You fucking think there's hunters out there that are murdering these animals? You okay eating it? I don't think I gotta eat.
He's like, this is a great hamburger. Like, guy with a bow and arrow brought this to me.
Hey, what do you do? I'm a hunter, man.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's going to do. He's going to be like, he's going to write his first paper on what he wants to do in the future. He wants to be a hunter to keep people fed in America.
I don't know what the fuck he's going to do. We watched Black Panther last night, and he was hyped.
Oh, that's a good one. I haven't seen it.
Yep. Oh, you don't watch some shits. That's a good one. As you can see, what? I am not dead.
Well, the sad part is like the
movie, I know, man.
The movie ending in your life.
I know, man.
Dude.
Devastated. Young cat, super cool cat. He came into the restaurant a few times. I waited on him once. I mean,
I feel like the character he played is very close to what he is like in real life.
For my super short experience, I mean, the dude was fucking six top, him and five of his friends, guys and girls, kicking it, super humble. Like, I had to like double and triple take. Like, is that him? I'm trying to figure out the whole time as I'm fucking chatting with these people. Super low key, just chilling on the way out. I was like, "Yo, Chadwick." He gave me dap. He was like, "Hey, man, take care." You know,
that's cool, man.
But you can tell the whole time, like, super appreciative of everybody around him. You know, serving him and doing a thing. 90-minute experience gave me enough impression of him.
I had an experience. I'm not gonna say too much. If you were a superhero in movies, would you live up to that character in real life because people wanted you to, or would you avoid it? Say you were him, mm-hmm. You play that character. Would you play up to being the Black Panther or what people are coming up to you for? You know what I mean?
Let me throw out a couple of examples, right? You've got Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man. I would say that he does live up
to that
example.
That's a perfect example.
Okay. And Robert Downey Jr. wasn't always that way, man. He was riddled with trouble, right?
Right.
But came into this role, this opportunity, and I think he's lived up to it. I think he's one of the most interesting men in the world, highly successful, probably a really personal, good dude. Then you've got, let's say, Christian Bale. Okay. I don't know Christian, but he's Batman, the biggest superhero in the world. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe he shies away from that.
Would you live up to the role?
The answer is, I think you have to, dude. I think you have to.
I mean, to a certain extent, I mean, people are still fucking
just be
people,
a stand-up
you know,
dude,
like,
right?
Yeah. You know, be a stand-up
dude. Well, they don't know you for you. They know you for that character.
Well, okay, let's go Harry Potter.
But they don't know you, period.
If you were Harry Potter.
I think Harry Potter. Well, no.
Harry Potter for
you
this?
You're carrying around a wand with you?
No, you never get a good role again in your life, man.
Could you identify fucking the actor in real life?
Oh, yeah.
Harry Potter? Right. Yeah. What's his name? Daniel?
Daniel Radcliffe. I could have
known his Daniel. He doesn't look over. Daniel.
Harry.
Hey. A dog.
Hey, do that thing with the wand.
Do the thing with the wand. I've been waiting for this. Oh, man. That's good.
But he stole Larry Dunham. Yo, I'm nice with the wand, bro. We got a wand in here? I'll show you cats. Trust me.
How far did you guys get into those movies?
I'll see them all. I watched all eight of them in like 12 days.
Wow.
It was, Teal was a big fan. And she got me into it.
No, so we used to have this thing called Accelerated Reader.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I was in, and when you got a certain amount of points in elementary school, you got a prize, right? And not only did you get a prize, but you got acknowledged and celebrated at the assemblies. Okay. So at that time, when I was in elementary school, Harry Potter books came out. I was reading whatever had the highest points, that fourth
Harry
Potter.
We were like fifth grade.
That joint had so many points, dude. That thing, fourth Harry Potter, 40 points, dude. Right after that, fifth book came out. I'm in sixth grade. You don't get points anymore. I'm done with the shit.
Oh, never read one since. You're just looking for the points.
Same with the movie. I had a great time.
Sixth grade, the other issue was females. Oh, there's girls here.
Yeah, you can't walk.
I don't need a book.
No, you got to wrap that shit in a brown bag.
Yo, the funniest shit was Will Smith in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yo, he's like, yo, I used to get beat up by those guys all the time. I had to put my school books in a pizza box. Boy, those guys were mad when they jumped you and you didn't have any pizza. Yo, I think about it, like he was hiding his fucking books from, yo, man. I just want pizza, I think.
Damn. All right, so back to the original conversation. Who do you got on the football?
Super Bowl today. I got the Bucks 31-29 over Kansas City.
31-29.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be fun.
Putting money on it.
Nah, too close to home. I want to enjoy the game. If I put money on it,
how you stressed out?
Now I'm looking for that to happen, right? So I need
would a you bet on other dumb shit? Like who's the first
coach? Oh yeah, yeah.
First coach to show their nose.
Coin flip. No, all that's a good bet. Like that.
It's Andy Reid. His joints have been hanging out the whole time. Dude.
Yeah, he got those fucking. He's got like
dude, a pair of coach with a mask on.
Panties on his face, dude. Watch the game today and look what Andy Reid got on his face. It looked like he got a bikini bottom on his face. It's crazy.
Why would he make up? It's too hard to coach like that. I'm over here on the soccer field pulling my mask off so I can yell and then putting it back on.
That's the thing, man. I mean.
Optics.
That's the word I was going to use, but let's not get political here.
Have they been in a bubble?
Yeah.
No, they haven't. They traveled. They didn't cancel any games this season. They only had to postpone a handful of them.
Which is pretty amazing, super impressive.
And going back to this, a few players missed because of COVID.
I don't know the definition of outbreak, but yeah, 5-6 guys on a team, it happened. There was postponed games because it happened. And Seahawks, then I'm going to take it back to my team. They had zero. They were celebrating. They had zero cases of COVID, dude. That's so what crazy. They're doing is working, and that's more power to them because we needed sports, you know.
Oh hell yeah! Well,
I've already watched everything on Netflix.
Yeah. My Netflix.
I watched all of Star Wars.
My shit was saying continue that's watching, and it was commitment. Empty. Everything was gone.
But now they have to play something. The Shuffle.
No, on Netflix. Names.
Well, I don't know how you guys break up your profiles, but ours is me and Zoe. Lucas is Jack's dog. Juan G, Floor G, and underneath it says Shuffle.
No shit.
And it'll just play something based on your shit.
Yeah.
But then if your lady's watching your shit, it fucks up your algorithm.
Well, also, now she's 12 episodes into your show, and now you're fucking pissed because you got to find where you work. Trust me, I won't talk about that.
And then you give up.
I'm having a good Sunday. I won't talk about that.
All right. Great.